Time for Hidden History now. Gee, if you reckon sometimes with the footy season, all the permutations and parameters we look at in terms of who might make the eight and blah, blah, well, it was nothing like back in the day, and we're going to find that out now. Charles Fay is our hidden history expert, and he joins us on the wake-up call. Charles, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
So this was called the Argus method, I believe, back in the early 1900s. Tell us how it worked.
Yeah, okay. So I suppose just a bit of background. The VFL, for a couple of years, experimented with ways of sort of staging the end of the season. And they eventually came up with this method called the Argus method. And basically, at the end of the season, the top four teams went into a series of semi-finals. So the top team, first team, played the fourth team. The second team played the third team, and the winner of those semi-finals went into a preliminary final. Okay?
Yeah, I'm with you so far.
And here's the complex part.
Right.
If the preliminary final was won by a team that didn't finish top after the home and away season, the top team had the right to challenge the winner of that preliminary final. Does that make any sense?
Sort of, yeah. Gee, so yeah, that's a bit tough if you finished lower and all of a sudden you got the higher team challenging you again.
Yeah, it was you wouldn't be surprised by this, but it was designed initially to make more money for the VFL.
No.
Because they were trying to get as many finals in as they could, and the first occasion when it happened was in 1902, and in 1902 Essendon won the preliminary final, so they'd won their semi final. Collingwood had lost its semi final, but Collingwood challenged Essendon in 1902, and won.
Wow.
Now the good thing about this for the VFL was during the 1902 final series, they had 62,000 people attending the finals.
And that was at Princess Park too, wasn't it?
Oh no, that was the first grand final at the MCG.
Oh right, okay. Because I know they got up around 60,000 at one stage in at Princes Park, put all new boards in and everything. You know, she would have been jam-packed there. It would have been like a tin of sardines.
Yeah, well, that was the first grand final played at the MCG. And I suppose what was happening then was the VFL was just becoming so popular. I mean, 62,000 people is over 10% of the population of Melbourne.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. And how long did this Argus system hang around?
It hung around until 1931 when they introduced the McIntyre system.
Right.
Which I suppose we've got a modified version of that now.
Yeah.
But there's some there was some wonderful grand finals. Like I suspect most of your intelligent audience wouldn't be Collingwood supporters, but
he said that, not me. Okay.
In 1910, for example, Collingwood won the grand final, but were challenged by Carlton, who had lost the semi-final, and Collingwood lost that one.
Right.
But then again, in 1915, Collingwood challenged Carlton, and Carlton lost. So I don't know. Seems like a sort of strange system.
It certainly does. But anyway, there we go. Certainly, as you said, with the crowds, the VFL would have pocketed a fair bit of the old do-re-mi out of it. So fascinating stuff. Never knew that. Very interesting indeed. I have to have a search back and look at some of those teams that would have felt very harshly done by. But the Argus...
Well, can I tell you one team that was harshly done by?
Yeah, go on.
Poor old St Kilda. They won the preliminary final in 1913, right?
Yeah.
And Fitzroy challenged them, and they lost. And poor old St Kilda didn't win a grand final till the 1960s.
Oh, no. Hell's bells. And they might be still waiting a wee while, I reckon, for another one too. But that's another story altogether. Charles, thanks very much for that. Have a great week. We'll talk next week.
Okay, see you, Mark.
Charles Fay, Hidden History, Gold Centre of Victoria.